Your octoplush was a pain in my ass, by the way.
Bundle Buddy?
Yeah. Fucking thing was having an existential crisis the whole time. I couldn't shut it up. Eugene was laughing the whole time.
Whoops. I'll take him with me next time, okay?
Please. I don't think I can sleep with it around. Where'd you even get it from?
Oh, we were selling them. And I thought they were cute, so I took one.
That's theft.
Technically, yeah. But I work here?
Elliot, we don't steal from the store.
It was a couple of years ago, when I first got here. I was lonely and bored, okay?
Oh, whatever. Just take it up with you next time.
Noted. Night.
Sleep well. I don't know what bullshit Elliot let you get away with, but get away from the goddamn door. That did not mean to destroy something else. I will come out there and slam dunk you into a fucking trash can. Shit, that did not mean to try to put Icarus in the trash can. Stop that! Oh my fucking god! What the fuck, Jeremy?
So we have a slight problem?
Slight? This is more than slight. It looks like Icarus is a ritualistic sacrifice to the trash can.
They seem to be convinced it gets them a discount. They keep shoving these badly made coupons at me.
Badly made coupons?
Like crayon and stuff and, they say things like, play bowling with the paper towel display and dunk Icarus into the trash can.
Jesus Christ.
I think they got the idea from your announcement.
Peachy, make them stop!
I can't just make them stop. I have to run the register.
God damn it. Look, I have to stay in here to watch what's happening. So get Kira to do it.
But you're the security guard?
Fine. You need to come in here, okay? I'll switch with you in a moment. Let me just get a few things settled.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Whatever. All right, let me just fix the cameras. Everybody sit down and shut up for a few seconds while I do that. There. Okay, I'm coming out now. Nobody move. Don't think I don't see you. Fucking try it. I dare you.
Man, I guess I'm in charge of this thing now? Oh boy, I really don't want to be in here. Good god, it's so dark. This chair is awful. Kennedy, I hope you're just giving them a nice talking to. Oh my god, you didn't have to punch them! You said nothing about punching. Oh my god, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not what the chip rack is for. I think it's store policy not to hit customers.
Icarus, go stop him.
Man, no. Holy shit. This is amazing. I mean, oof, did you see that hit? That was a good one. Did he play baseball per chance? Anyway, back to the point. I'm also not going to because he and his chip truck could probably kill me instantly. Oh man, he has good arms.
What happened to you being scared of him?
Well, he's proved he isn't about to beat me up. I'm pretty comfortable with all this freaky alien stuff now, and this can be summed up in the realm of freaky alien shit. Then, there's the fact that I was being dunked into a trash can because of this guy. Also, fun fact, Kennedy is hot with beating people up. Have I mentioned his arms?
Stop hitting on him! He's beating up a customer, and I don't need to know who you find hot, by the way. I didn't ask for that!
You opened that can of worms, now you gotta lay it. If it helps, you're pretty cute too. I'm paired up with choices.
It doesn't help. Get back on topic. Kennedy is beating someone up.
Yep, we've established. It's funny, actually. I think that a guy will have to have major help. Do we have a medic here? Usually stores don't, but, you know, alien shit.
No, we don't have a medic. And oh my god, Icarus, did you just hand him something to use?
I was charmed by his nice arms, don't blame me.
That's manager's baseball bat.
I'm testing a theory. Ooh, and damn, I was right. That's the swing of a baseball player if I've ever seen one. Or an axe murderer. Either or, really.
He's going to die! Why aren't you panicking?
There goes his ribcage. Hey, I'll let you in on a little secret. Wanna hear?
Now is not the time!
That's not actually the dude.
Wait, what?
He disappeared, like, a minute before Kennedy came out. That's a mannequin in a cloak. Pretty neat alien shit, actually. I don't know how he was sneaking through the thing, but, you know, I won't ask questions I don't want answers to. Unlike you. No offense.
Wait. Where the fuck did you go, you douche canoe?
Oops, he just noticed. I'm gonna go before he breaks display. See ya. I'll make sure that your station is clean before you come back from solitary confinement. I promise you company and a pack of chocolate-covered pretzels for making you freak.
I'm gonna have a heart attack on this job. Kennedy, you realize that's not him, right? You don't have to keep paying it. Oh, good God. Yes, Icarus, you better get me that food. I blame you partially for this. You don't need to climb up a shelf to show the camera a thumbs up. I could see you perfectly fine before. Kennedy, please let me out of this room. Oh, thank goodness. Wait, why do you still have the chip rack?
Just in case the bastard comes back. Out of my chair.
Okay, I'm going.
Don't murder anyone. Don't murder anyone. It's illegal. Find a good spot to hide the body first. Fuck. You're supposed to be sleeping.
You're not supposed to be hitting people with a baseball bat, mister. Or a chip rack.
Yes, impaling them with the pole and the chip rack would be much quicker.
Shush, you!
Life is hard, and then you die. Death coming quicker to one individual is not that big of a...
Why'd you have to shut him up? I actually agreed for once.
Because I'm making a point, and he was countering it. Back to said point, what happened to not being violent?
Look, it's just this once, okay? It's not a huge thing.
Kennedy, remember the last time you beat up someone? Remember what happened?
It isn't...
You had the nightmares, and they were bad. Look, I'm only telling you this because I care, okay? I get that you're annoyed, but you're gonna end up beating yourself up. I know you're the big, strong guy, and you don't have a problem with memories springing up, but you gotta take care of yourself. Wouldn't your sister want you to do that?
Don't bring her up.
I'm just worried, and I'm sure she would.
I said not to bring her up, Elliot. Go back to sleep. Oh, good. He hasn't come back. Fucking fantastic. Yeah, while we're at it, let's get one fucking thing clear. We don't have deals not announced on this goddamn PA system. Don't take things from weird-ass people. This has been a public service announcement. Don't make me come out to kick someone else's ass. Oh god, I spoke too soon. Go back and crawl into whatever hole you were in before. Look, I will come out there and... Holy shit. Kira? Did you just fucking nail him with a jar of salsa? Jeremy, stop shrieking. That was fucking fantastic. Thank God!
You're welcome, by the way. Don't just thank God, I'm here too.
That was amazing. Holy fuck.
Do you only get happy when someone gets knocked out with a salsa jar, or do I just miss other moments?
I'm not happy, I'm relieved. The fucker had it coming.
Damn right he did. I'd also thank Elliot. She told me to do it.
Wait, what?
Also said I'd do the beating up for the both of us. Hard to believe she asked me to demolish someone with a store product. She's much too nice, in my opinion. But she seemed kind of pissed at you, man. What'd you do?
It was nothing. She was going to a subject that I didn't want to go into.
You mean literally anything? Dude, you know she hates when you clam up. Especially if you get all snappy and hissy like a tiny Tasmanian devil getting ready to fight its siblings to death.
I never sound like that.
Actually, you do. All the fucking time.
I opened this line to thank you, not to get ridiculed.
Too bad, both are happening. I drop it, but be a little more understanding. Don't be a douche canoe.
Do not bunch me with the unconscious rule breaker.
It's too late. I already did. You can get out of that category by being polite and well-mannered to your pals, aka the rest of us. Besides, what would your SO think of you, huh?
I think they'd actually find this hilarious.
That was a very bad example. I take it back. Okay, let's just leave it at Elliot's upset. You're the issue. Stop being an issue. That good?
Yeah, okay.
Good. Now go yell at customers like you normally do.
Bye, Kira. Hey, one of you three. Yes, I mean the employees of the establishment, not the customers. Carry that guy into the back room. Please? Thank you. Kira, stop fucking laughing at me. Well, anyway, that clears up that issue. Get back to shopping. Nothing to see here. I see some of you still trying the fucking coupons. They're fake. We're not taking them. Stop being dipshits. Just put them in the trash. You know, the thing you were trying to toss one of our employees in. Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear it.
What? Me? Saying something that would annoy you? That's unlikely.
Ha ha, what the fuck do you want?
Oh, you know, the usual. First of all, wonderful job. Love the show, really good stuff. That human rage is really a good personality trait.
I'm charmed. Actually, wait, no I'm not. You could have taken care of it when it first happened.
Who, me? Hardly.
You keep telling me how strong and powerful your species is and how you're just posing as a human because we're the most friendly looking creatures.
Well, yes, but I'd have to reveal my true magnificent form. I couldn't ruin the mystery behind it all.
Oh, fuck off.
Cranky.
If everyone's calmed down, I'd like to take a lunch break now. God knows I need it. Hey, do not keep that coupon. I'm serious. Don't do it. Drop it in the trash and forget it. Good. Now, I'm coming out for food. Reminder, even if I'm not in this room, I still know when you're pulling shit. Another reminder, I have a gun.
Back to our current story, things seem to be heating up at the HA.
heating up.
Terry, please shut up.
Nope, because guess what? Due to a recent riot at a hotspot, 3 HA agents were injured and almost killed with a flamethrower. Aw, man, I wish it were me.
You didn't have to share the story like that.
Ah, you don't appreciate me. No one appreciates me. Here I am, basically holding up this establishment, and all you do is...